This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Shaoning, 9:19 in the morning, Thursday, the 3rd of December. Before we get into what's been happening so far this quarter in terms of results, let's have another quick look at how the KLCI is doing this morning.
KLCI in the green, still 0.3% up and getting a bit of distance between itself and the 1600 mark. It's at 1604 now. Year to date, inching towards 1% in the green.
All right. So that's what's been happening on Bursa Malaysia. But also, I mean, we've just wrapped up the third quarter results season. And overall, the earnings trends indicate that the economy is continuing to show signs of recovery. But the question, of course, is will this momentum continue into 2021? For some analysis on what's ahead for markets, we speak this morning with Koh Huat Sun, Head of Research at Kenanga Investment Bank. Huat Sun, thank you so much for speaking with us. What were your main observations from the third quarter results season? Is the worst over for Malaysia?
Okay, the results have been generally encouraging. The third quarter was one where we saw the number of stocks that disappointed fell for the second straight quarter, actually. And then those that exceeded expectation actually rose. So that's encouraging. And as a result of the review, we have actually raised the EPS estimate for next year by close to 8%. And we've tweaked down this year's just a little by close to 1% only, and that's to account for preemptive provisionings by the banks, which we expect in the fourth quarter. But by and large, it's been encouraging. And in terms of observations, the main ones we saw were among the banks, right? Credit costs was higher as expected, and NIMs narrowed because of the cut in OPR, and these two things have actually eaten into profits. But what's positive is that the expenses were well contained. So we saw a number of banks reporting cost-to-income ratio, trending down, which was encouraging. And among the telcos, yeah, they were generally good. The two large ones, Telecom and Axiata, surprised pleasantly. Telecom, for example, they reported continuing improvement in cost efficiencies and high internet services revenue. And also quite impressive was that technology sector saw some counters reporting the highest ever quarterly profits. So those were in the likes of Inari, MPI, DNO, as well as some of the rubber glove counters as well.
So has this changed your outlook for the FBM KLCI in 2021?
Not much, actually. We for most of this year, we've expressed a relative positive view this year as well as going to next year, obviously on the basis that we will see this recovery gaining traction next year. And I think the recovery will ride on the fact that we expect corporate earnings to continue to rebound past the middle of this year. I think corporate earnings can continue to go to rebound. And also monetary policy is going to be kept easy by the central bank. So we have two things that are working in favor of the market, corporate earnings recovery as well as liquidity. So on that basis, we are looking at a higher target next year. We think that the market could reach close to 1,800. And, you know, this is based on, you know, applying a trailing price-to-earnings multiple of 17.6 times on next year's EPS.
And meanwhile, what would you say are the main risks that the Malaysian equity market might face? Is it more domestic or external factors that we should be paying attention to?
I think it would be mostly domestic. Actually, we can name two. The first risk is domestic politics. And, you know, the Prime Minister has mentioned recently, I think, that he will call a general election when COVID subsides. So that's likely to be sometime next year. Obviously, the market will hope that whoever comes into government will win the election by a decent majority. Yeah, so that would help a lot. So that's one risk that we are looking at. The second risk is that, this sounds rather counterintuitive. The risk would be that when monetary policy starts to tighten again, this sort of thing happens only when the economy has recovered. But the thing is that, for example, if the central bank raises the statutory reserve requirement or it raises OPR, these things can actually reduce liquidity, and that could impact the market negatively. That would be another risk that we're looking at. But obviously, this is not our base case. I don't think it'll happen in 2021. Most likely, if it happens, it'd probably be closer towards the early part of 2022.
With that in mind, what investment strategy do you advocate as we head into a new year, especially since the FBM KLCI has actually recovered by 30% from the lows in March? Has the easy money been made?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that we rebounded 30% from the low of March. Yeah, that looks kind of attractive, you know, and one always thinks how much more the upside can there be. But I think we have to remember that compared to the end of last year, the market has gone nowhere. I mean, we are really flat year on year. So we think that there is room for market to rise in 2021. And therefore, we are advocating that people keep invested in the stock market. And because next year's recovery will likely be more broad-based, this year is really mainly gains seen in sectors like rubber gloves and technology. But I think next year you will include the likes of the banks, for example. Banks have been grossly underperforming for the last 2 to 3 years. I think chances are they may come back. A lot of funds actually underweighted in the bank sector at the moment. The current environment is such that interest rates are very low. MGS yields are at record lows. And I think in this sort of situation, equity yields can become a very priced thing, you know. The traditional yielders like banks and breweries have been cutting dividends this year, and we see chances of them restoring dividends next year. So these are the things that could excite markets and bring the investors back.
So Huasun, what would be your top buys and sells then?
Top buys, we still like the technology space, and here we are recommending buys in Inari, Kellington, and MPI. Among the large caps, I think it's good to be buying into Public Bank, Tanaga, Telecom. We still think there's upside left to rubber gloves, and you should be buying Hartalega. And Genting should be turning around, with COVID subsiding next year. I think not just Genting Malaysia, but also Genting Singapore and the rest of Genting's casinos around the world will see more patronage. So yeah, those are some of our top buys. And if you have to buy construction, I think we like Gamuda. And in terms of sales, I think media is facing a bit of a challenge. A lot of them are earnings challenge in the near term, at least, because they're trying to grow their digital platforms. But we sense that they're not growing it fast enough to offset the kind of declining contributions from the traditional platforms like the newsprint and so forth. So it'll be maybe a while before earnings start to grow again for the media space. Yeah.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Huatsun. That was Ko Huatsun, Head of Research at Kenanga Investment Bank, giving us a bit of a roundup of the third quarter results that we've seen so far. And he's big into the tech play, so some of his top buys include Inari Amatron, Kellington Group, and his sells basically were the media. Shanning, what were some of your takeaways from that?
I think his main point is to stay invested, because even if you look at it from a recovery perspective, yes, it is up 30% from the lows, but on a year-to-date basis, we are still flat. So I think his big recommendation is the banking sector. The numbers seem to improve. Mm-hmm. He highlighted that the cost-income ratio had been improving. And this is one sector that investors have been underweight on, and it's been underperforming for the last 2 or 3 years. And if you expect the general economy to recover, then banks usually are a barometer for that. So I think his big pick on that is a Public Bank, actually.
Yeah, so there were quite a number of names that he gave, including in rubber gloves, Hartalega, as well as he's expecting a turnaround in Genting. But right now, that is all of the corporate news that we have for you this morning, because we're about to head into the 9:30 news bulletin. Don't go away. After that, we'll be having Ringgit and Sense, where Roshan Kanesan speaks with Thani Ramale, Managing Director of Thani's Tax Consulting Services, on maximizing your 2020 tax reliefs. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.